to give praise and thanksgiving beyond this world and up to the God who is over this world, the Lord of creation. So let us get into our psalm this morning as we consider verses 1 and 2 and then verse 4. The psalmist is commanding the people for Israel and how they are to approach God. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And give thanks to him. This is how we are to worship God. And who is supposed to be giving thanks and praise-giving? Verse 1, all of the earth. He is Lord over all of creation, and he desires all of his creation to be on their knees before him. One day they will. One day the Lord will have all of his creation on their knees before him, whether willingly or unwillingly. But should we not come into his presence now, who has opened up his presence freely through his Son? Should we not come willingly now into his presence? God created every creature, and God created everything that has breath for one purpose, the praise and glory of our God. For the concluding verse of the entire Psalter is Psalm 150, verse 6. And it concludes everything that the entire Psalter. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what we were created for and what we were destined in death for, the praise and thanksgiving of our God. And he demands it. And he demands it simply because it is his due. But not only that, it's a privilege for us who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ to enter into his presence with praise and thanksgiving. It is a privilege for us to be able to sing unto the Lord with rejoicing, to serve him with gladness. What a privilege it is. For the only way the Gentiles under the Old Covenant to worship God rightly, they had to completely abandon the worship of their idols and completely submit themselves under the Mosaic Law. That was how they were to worship God rightly. And in the New Covenant, the only way we can worship God rightly is through his Son, Jesus Christ, who says, I am the gate. All who knock and enter will receive salvation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. We worship God the Father through Jesus Christ, who gave his life as a ransom for many. And so what a privilege it is, and truly a privilege, that Jesus Christ has provided that access to us, that we can come to his presence with thanksgiving and praise. I can't help but think of the verse of the hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. And what a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We think we must bear it. We think we must bear the load of this life on our own. But he's the one that bears it for us. He bore it on the cross. And so we come into his presence knowing that it is a privilege for us to say, Lord, you are willing to take this, please take this load from me, and I will give thanks to you. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by supplication and prayer with what? With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What a privilege indeed that since he bore our sins and our griefs, we can come before him not in fear of condemnation, not in dread of being killed as the Israelites feared when they were before Mount Sinai. And God said, no man and no beast shall come to this mountain lest they be killed. But we can come to Mount Sinai, to Mount Zion, to the presence of God, and enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We can come into his presence and make a joyful noise before the Lord. Because of his Son, he will not turn us away, nor will he be distant, but he receives those who have received his Son. And if he has received us, then we have every reason to rejoice. We have every reason to give thanks, because he is the Good Shepherd. And we are his children. The Lord delights in us most when we are able to serve him not out of duty, but out of gladness. He delights in his children when his children delight in him. He wants his children to delight in God, to sing praises to God, to worship God with singing and rejoicing. He cares more about the attitude of our hearts than the duty of our hands. For it says in Psalm 69:30-31, I will praise the name of God with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. The praise and thanksgiving that we give to God because of who he is and what he has done pleases him more than just the duty of our hands, though that is required. I am not trying to minimize our obedience nor our duty to him. But our duty and obedience should always be marked by gladness. And so we are commanded in our psalm not only to praise the Lord with a joyful noise, but to serve him with gladness, as it says in verse 2. And to come into his presence with thanksgiving. And then we are commanded to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And he says at the end of verse 4, give thanks to him. Bless his name. And so now, what is the basis of our thanksgiving? What is the basis of our praise unto the Lord? Verse 3 and verse 5. Look at verse 3. It says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Those who don't know that there is a God don't know that they have a reason to give thanks. They don't have the ability to give thanks to God because they don't know that there is a God. Job knew this God. when he suffered and all things were removed from him, what did he say? He said, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He had every reason to give thanks despite his circumstances. Do you know this God today? Do you know this God? Do you know that he is Lord? Do you believe that there is a God? He sent his Son to be the image of the invisible God. Not so that we can just know, but so that we could see and believe in him. That we could put our praise and thanksgiving because of the basis of Christ's name and what he has done. Our psalm is exhorting us to know that the Lord, he is God. Jesus Christ is our Lord, whether we know it or not. He is Lord over Austin. He is Lord over us. He is Lord over Afghanistan, over Pakistan. Jesus Christ is Lord over Russia and over the Ukraine. Jesus Christ is Lord over the United States. And Jesus Christ is Lord over this entire world. Everything is in the palm of his hand, and he controls it. And he uses it for his glory. But just knowing this alone gives us a reason to give thanks, because we're not the ones in control. God is. God is sovereign. God is sovereign over every activity in our life. And he works everything for his glory and for our good. And what is this good? That it is he who made us, and we are his. This God who is Lord over creation created it, and he is Lord over it, and he made us with his hands, and we are his, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Do you know that you are God's children? Do you know that you are his sheep? And that if we go astray, that our God and our Lord will bring us back? Do we give thanks to God because of the fact that we are his? My dad often reminded me growing up, and he would often tell me, never forget who you are and whose you are. Who are we? We are his children. Our identity is not found in our individualistic character. Our identity is found in the one we are who possesses us, and that is God. So who are we? We are God's children. And whose are we? We are his. We are in his hands. And because of that simple fact, we have every reason to give thanks. We're diagnosed with cancer. We're still his. We get into a car wreck. We're still his. Jackson and Barbara Boyette left suddenly from us. We're still his. And they are praising God, knowing that they are his right now. We're struggling with family conflict. We are his. We're struggling with anxiety. We are his. We're struggling with fear of what might happen tomorrow. We're struggling to know that death is approaching to us. We are his. We're struggling with loneliness. We live alone. We are his. We are the sheep of his pasture, which means he's always watching over us, which means he never leaves us, and he knows what's best for us. So no matter whether we're in the presence of our brothers and sisters or whether we're alone, we're never alone because our God is with us. Whether we go to North Africa or whether we're here in the United States, we're still His. Our God is watching over us. There is no place we can go, no place we can hide, that our God will not still call us His children, and His presence will not still be with us. But not only are we His, and not only is He our shepherd, but He's the good shepherd. He doesn't rule over us by causing us to fear. He rules over us by causing us to give thanks and praise. He is the good shepherd, as it says in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. And what does the good shepherd do? The good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. John 10, 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Do you know Him this morning? Do you know that you are His? And do you know that He is your God? It says in verse 5, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. So I said in the beginning that the psalmist was making these commands for us to give thanks and praise unto the Lord, but why? And I say that, and I ask this, because this wouldn't be in here if we weren't doing it. We need to be reminded every day to do this. God commands us every day because we don't do it enough. We don't come into His presence enough with thanksgiving and praise. And we have every reason to. For He is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Do you believe that His steadfast love is with you and is carrying you each day, getting you up out of bed? It is protecting you. Oh, what joy we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And He says for us to enter His gates, not in fear or in condemnation, but with thanksgiving and praise. And one day He will persevere His children, and we will be in His presence, far removed from all trials and suffering. And every day, continually, we'll be giving thanks unto the Lord, praising our triune God. What a day that will be. Jackson and Barbara Boriette are fully enjoying what they have been longing for. And that is what we long for. So let our lives be marked by thanksgiving and praise because of who He is and what He's done. Never forget who you are, and never forget whose you are. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this morning. Thank You, Lord, that You are our God. Lord, that You have made us Your children. You made us the sheep of Your pasture. And Lord, You, Lord, will take care of us and care for us each day. And Lord, no matter what trials we walk through, Lord, you are still good. No matter what we are suffering with, Lord, we are still good. Lord, and your steadfast love endures forever. You do not look on your children in condemnation. And Father, we have every reason to come before you, Lord. Though all may be removed, Lord, we still have everything. And so we praise you this morning and we give thanks to you. In your name I pray, amen.